CI Luther. First victim's Paul Redford.
This isn't random, is it? It's gonna be more.
You wanted to bring one of your patients to our attention.
Last night he turned up at my house uninvited.
How are we supposed to find in previous murders? They don't tell us anything.
They're pretty dirty.
Is this normal?
So you telling me to behave myself?
Yes.
Noted. It's gonna get worse. A lot worse.
You want him dead?
I don't care, I just want him.
Did you use me as bait?
That is not what happened.
I always thought she'd be the end of you. I think she'd be the end of us all.
Well, I know London. People pay a lot of money to get high. It's dark, white, weed, all of that. Do you get me?
Came from the mud in the trenches, running and hopping the fences, fresh out of the pen like a sentence.
I should've known. In Jamaica, how about this connect?
Your attention, guide the brother you're friends with.
We do this, we're back on top. What are you saying?
Hey, Sully's back on summer house, you know. Guess who he's with? The Shane Hill. They're shutting. They got food, you know.
We're back, bro.
Things have changed.
I'm running the fields now.
Nah. Fuck that. Ain't nobody gonna try to trouble Summer House.
Jamie, yeah? Let me give you a piece of advice.
You're here to get mine.
You wanna sell food, you sell my food. You don't sell nothing at all.
What do we know about it? He's got them two brothers, yeah?
What does Jamie do?
He provides for us, doesn't he?
I'm so proud of you.
Hey, yo. Who am I, though?
Nah.
Ever since we were kids, bruv. Together, running up and down these streets. Trying to get to the top. To do that, we have to get Jamie out of the way.
Light him up.
There ain't no trust in this game.
I trust you to do the right thing.
Whatever mindset to get to the top, you have to fight for what you want, friend.
If they find you, you know what they'll do to you?
Sorry! The top. It's worth losing your people. Your family.
What else are we gonna be?
Murder, death, money, violence, betrayal, love, lust, hostage, kidnap, London, drugs, cops, feds, all types of shit. What we're talking about today? Top Boy. Netflix series, Duchesne, Sully, Jack, Driss, Mr. Bueno, Mr. Rakes, all types of crazy characters, people's plot lines, story arcs, a great show that anybody should watch. I don't care where you're from. I'm sure people on road don't watch this damn show though, because this is their normal life, but great show, so addicting. Shout out to my boy Cameron for putting this shit together. Talk about a lot of different themes here. Like I said, betrayal, trust. Driss is dead. Jamie's dead, even though a lot of you don't want to believe it. Who knows? Maybe they'll get Thanos snapped back into the damn reality. I think with all that money Jamie made, he probably should have bought his brothers a dishwasher, though. Duchesne, granted his mother's last wish, kept Summer House alive. Show's amazing. Shout out to Sully for living on a boat. Shout out to Pebbles. Unks, I need help, Unks. Crazy show, man. I think a lot of people should just watch it. Binge watch it. By yourself, with your girl, whoever. Probably better off by yourself, though. Great show. Even if you watch Summer House, all in the beginning of it all, Modi, Kit, the Turks. So many plot lines that take hours to just get into. But you guys should definitely check out Top Boy, man. Start with season 1 and 2, Summer House. Oh, you'll be lost as shit if you don't. I hope Kit, man, I don't think Kit's coming back either. Everyone just wants everyone to come back and shit, like this is some ultimate multiverse. But I wish I didn't see Jamie die. Or Kit either. He probably should have just, if he knew he was gonna get shot, Jamie, he probably would have went to Cardiff with his brothers and Kit. Damn though, I can't believe he killed Kit. We don't know yet though. We did see blood on the damn window, so he's probably dead too. The fuck am I thinking? But definitely watch this show, guys. Shit, even if you don't have Netflix, man, probably should just subscribe just for this show. It's that good. Top Boy, man. Dunno, the London streets from a roadman's perspective. Get at me and follow up with the rest of the podcast by my man Cameron. Peace. Oh, and don't forget, leave Curtis's Lauren alone or they'll be held to pay.
And welcome to the show, newcomers. Christopher White.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And Timothy Hamilton.
What's up?
All right. So we are here tonight to, we're going to talk about one of two UK crime shows. And first up for this hour, we are talking about Top Boy. So long story short, this was just, again, this was a UK drama documenting African use and on the streets of London. And it ran for 2 seasons on the BBC. And the third year got picked up by both Netflix, and the same year the BBC dropped it. And then rapper Drake, who was a self-admitted fan of the show, helped renew it and get it a 4th season. So, it stars in order. I gotta just pull this up. I think I'm saying it right. Ashley Walters, rapper Kano, Michael Ward, Little Sims, and Lisa Dewan. And later on, just Ashley Thomas. So, for you guys, how did you get into this show? Were you part of the Netflix generation, or did you just have pals who were like into British in crime TV?
Well, for me, I stumbled onto a YouTube British like crime show, and this was like in 2014, and then I really liked it because I like crime shows. So I just started searching, and then I found Top Boy that first 4 episodes from the first season, and then I got hooked ever since. And like, isn't when I heard that Drake was bringing it back, it was just,
yeah, everything
ecstatic.
Okay, very nice. Tim, how about yourself?
Yeah, you know, for me, I forget how I found out about it, but I stumbled upon the first 2 seasons. I didn't even know that, you know, the show was canceled, over in the UK. And then I've heard the same story that you heard, that Drake was a fan of the show and he was instrumental in bringing back the 3rd and 4th seasons. Well, I guess technically the UK, when it was on UK television, I guess that was a separate season. It's called Summer House. So I guess that was like a separate series, those first 2 seasons. And then they brought it back on Netflix, which was like, 2 additional seasons. So from my understanding, more
confusing because it was like the first season was like under Summerland, so they kind of did what they did with Strike Back, where it was a, you know, ITV British show, and then they bring it over to HBO Cinemax, and they're like, well, premiering season one. I'm like, it's technically season two, but
catch
everyone up after the fact, and you know, under a different name. So yeah, it is, like you say, we're sorting through all the bullshit alternate names. Just get a region free DVD player, you know, use your online links.
Yeah, so it's a lot of time expired between the first two seasons and the current two seasons. Even between the third season and the fourth season, there was time because of COVID. I saw on YouTube where they were interviewing Ashley Walters and Kano, and they said, you know, the first season of the new wave was shot in 2019, and then they had to pause production because of COVID. And then when it came safe to start filming again, they basically finished the fourth season. So
1,000%. So, long story short, I was going to get into this one way or the other, because whenever you go on to other sites and everything, you know, it'll show you, like, everyone likes to just bullshit from Netflix. I don't do that. I value my time. I always, I am always searching for shows that are similar to things. And this one, get this. So I would look for shows similar to Power.
Yeah, okay. And The Wire.
And The Wire, Sopranos, Ray Donovan, and this one, it kept coming up. And I'm like, it's in the back end. Is Noah Clark in this? No, that's not Noah Clark. It's Kano. But he looks so much like Noah Clark, who stars on the buddy cop show Bulletproof with Ashley Walters. That's his current
name. Oh, okay.
But yes, I was a fan of Ashley. I watch all kinds of cinema from every place. You know, and the British gangster and cop actors, who star in even just war movies and gothic horror thrillers, I know just as well as, say, you know, character actors who we get down here, like, you know, Danny Trejo or, Ashley had been in a bunch of international cinema. Like, he had done a horror movie with Dennis Hopper. He'd been in Get Rich or Die Trying. And I'm like,
so. Yeah, I remember he was in Get Rich or Die Trying. Yeah, he was a Jamaican guy, got shot and was in a wheelchair
for a while. Yeah. And then I see him in all these other UK shows, Outcast, which is an apocalyptic sci-fi show, and just a bunch of other just occasional blockbuster movies. So for me, he was no different than all the other British actors who I'd see in a James Bond movie. You know, it's like they've been around so long and they're always reliable, and they're not Idris Elba, they're not Sean Bean, but they're there. And he was in this other very cool heist show, which I've been actually meaning to go back and watch on Amazon, because I remember seeing the first two episodes and I just couldn't keep up. You know, just I had to get out of college, and I valued getting out of school on time. I just said, you know, TV can wait. So I'm going to just watch occasional bullshit, you know, like Archer or Always Sunny, and then I'll watch all the serious stuff when I finally get out of the dump that is college. But yeah. He was in this very cool heist show called Inside Man. It was just a four-part miniseries. These free employees who were security guards who decide, you know, to, you know, betray their trust and decide, you know, steal, you know, millions of, you know, cash, you know.
Wow.
UK pounds. And
wow.
It was just, it was much like The Wire. It was much like even a good Michael Mann movie like Collateral or Heat, where you're just like, oh, okay. No, they are not going to, oh, they just went there. You know, and it's good just reminder is like, not all the good stuff is going to be on PBS or TNT. And it can be just so intricate with its dialogue and pacing. You know, not everything can be like The Shield or 24 where it's instantly shocking every minute, so you're always addicted. And again, you know, Ashley, he's been in everything. He was in 4321, Alex Rider Stormbreaker, Speed Racer, guest starred on stuff like Silent Witness, The Transporter Show, and Young Indiana Jones. So I'm like, yeah, wow. I've seen this mofo. He is badass. And
oh, wow.
I just love how, like, The Wire is always just showing you how everything is wrong with society. And just, you know, takes it apart bit by bit. Here's what's wrong with the newspapers. Here's what's wrong with the schools. Here's what's wrong with the police. And here's what's wrong with the you know, gangsters who start up all the turf wars with all the drug dealers who just want a peaceful existence, just want to sell dope and then, you know, run away.
Right.
And so Ronan Bennett, he had done a bunch of other things. He created a similar show, about Guy Fawkes, you know, who V for Vendetta is based off of in Gunpowder. He had done Public Enemies. He'd co-written that script. He'd done the Hamburg Cell, which talked about the origin of the 9/11 hijackers.
Wow.
What was going through their head before they got from point A to point B. And, you know, by the time they get to America, that's where it ends. And he'd done also the UK Iraq war invasion from the British side called 10 Days War. Okay. So again, he's kind of just a docudrama kind of guy.
He just does
all this fast paced stuff that anyone could do, but that's his niche. And then hires a bunch of these other guys from London and Jamaica to just kind of chime in and just, you know, characterize the dialogue. Tyrone Richard and Daniel West are also, you know, credited for doing the dialogue and subplots. So I was with it. Because like you say, you know, The Wire, that was my jam in college, and I couldn't talk enough about it. Everyone else had seen Oz and Sopranos and Sons of Anarchy. I'm like, yeah, but The Wire's like anti-TV. Like, and it still to this day infuriates me when I'm like, it did not win any awards because I don't know, it must have offended the corporations.
And there's a show like The Wire. It's not like The Wire in the sense of in the hood and stuff like that and how it like breaks stuff down. But another show is Oz. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah, I just mentioned that. Yeah,
I haven't seen Oz. Yeah.
That's
a prison one, right? Aren't they in prison or something? Okay.
Yeah, it's an experimental prison. And it's so funny. Each time anyone mentions it, I'll get a few people who go, oh, so it's like Prison Break. I'm like, no.
Escapism.
This is a gritty.
No. Gritty. Man. I can't even describe, like, literally, it's just basically what you would think would be in prison when you're in prison, literally what that show's about.
That, and they even show the politics behind that, how prisons refuse to rehabilitate them. The prisoners start doing revenge games with each other. And
it's so good.
And
wow.
We did an episode together, me and a pal, and we were like, well, we're like the only people on the planet who defend all six seasons. We're like, I see nothing wrong with this. I see plenty
There's
wrong.
There's nothing wrong with it. No,
I see plenty.
That's how shows should be. Like, be real. Like,
be all so stuff, real.
They need to be more real. Some shows go too much overboard. Some shows
Sopranos,
go too much underboard. They need to be just real and just show how I really be.
Well, you know what? They said The Wire changed a lot of those type of shows because it tried to be authentic as possible, you know, because a lot of that stuff, I used to be a probation officer. I'm based in Cleveland, Ohio.
Thank you for serving.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
No, really. That's some dedication, my dude.
Yeah, it is. But I was a junior
probation
officer. Oh, really? Okay.
I have to tell security guards all the time, don't be a goddamn hero. And there is always someone who wants to instigate or, you know, respond to every call. It's like, no. You're going to run out of time. We're mobile. So we have to go from place to place. You got to prioritize. You got to do time management. And if you don't know it, never had that ability, you better start now. You know, you got to separate the bullshit, you know, noise complaints from
Someone who's
legit breaking into a house, and you got to, you know, guard it and call the cops from, you know, the safety of your car, you know?
I did security for a while too, but I did it on a part-time basis, and I had this one guy.
It's not easy. There's a lot of shady companies, and some of them are just as bad as the bouncer companies where you do the math and you're like, oh, he totally fucked my paycheck over, that bastard.
Well, you know what? This one company I worked for part-time basis, some of the full-time employees, they didn't, they were working time and a half. They weren't getting their overtime.
God.
Yeah. So they sued them. They put a class action lawsuit. Yeah,
was there a private organization?
I wasn't part of it because I was part time.
Law firms, sometimes they can get behind the whole, well, you didn't do what I asked, so because we're a private company, we'll just do the whole, you're not following our terms of use, which is total bullshit. Wow. and like you say, you do have to do it behind their back, because if they get a scent of it, they'll totally put up their guard dog defenses and do the whole, duly noted, you are now dismissed, here's your final paycheck. And it does suck. Fortunately, Secure Dust has not fudged me over yet, but I have done plenty of other construction companies where it was just like, you'll even tell them your terms of use, like, I will not do this or that, and it goes one ear out the other, and you're like, why did we even have this conversation the other day?
And right, exactly.
This is why I like these shows. Like, they show the temptations of security guards and even prison guards, and you're like, it's easy for them to be antisocial or even end up in the same jail cell as the very guys they're supposed to be policing. And this was years before we were aware of, self-profit prisons. And this show... and that show I love even more because it's actually because of the because of the St. Elsewhere connection. It's technically part of Law and Order, Homicide, and The Wire.
I really recommend, if you haven't watched Oz, I literally recommend you watch.
Is this still on? I guess I can watch it on YouTube or something. Huh?
You can probably find it on HBO Max.
Yeah,
and you can probably find the DVDs dirt cheap.
It's in the era of The Sopranos and The Wire. Basically, it all came out at the same time.
I watched The Wire up until Idris Elba's character was killed off. Okay, that was one of his first major roles in the States.
Definitely the first thing I saw him in. Everyone else was going, "Oh, Pacific Rim," and this. I'm like. It's been around for a while, guys.
he has. You know, he auditioned for another role, but the one guy, what's the movie about the slaves who escaped and
12 Years a Slave?
No, no, not that one. But the guy who was in the lead in that one, him and Idris auditioned for the role in what's the one about Sinkay? And they escaped. What was that?
I'm trying to think.
Man, what was that movie?
What other movie? So, where Chiwetel Ejiofor plays?
That was his first major role in the States. He was in that movie, and him and Idris auditioned for that movie. I mean, auditioned for that role, and Chiwetel got it.
I'm trying to think.
So yeah, that was one of his first. That was one of his first major roles. I can't think of
because I would see his name on everything, and by the time I was getting to stuff like Serenity, that was probably the first one I got through. But I'm like, but I've seen this guy in a bunch of these other award-winning films. Was it She Hate Me, the extortion movie by Spike Lee?
No, it wasn't that one.
Oh, Amistad.
Amistad, yeah. Wow, yes. I can think of it.
Man. Great movie.
But that was his first. Idris said that was his first role he auditioned for in the States, and Chiwetel got it.
Damn, Spielberg giving him that shot, but.
I could see Idris in that role, but you never could really think about it either, because there's one of the major things that I've heard was, and it's like being said, but Will Smith was supposed to be Neo, but he chose to do Wild Wild West. I could not picture him being Neo, but you just never know, because we've seen the movie already.
And so he kind of had his shot when he was doing the Men in Black sequels and I, Robot, where he was doing a lot of that same kind of, slow motion fighting.
Yeah.
I got one for you. I know we're getting off on a tangent slightly, but I got one for you.
No, it's all good. I'll tie it together.
I got one for you guys. For Sylvester Stallone was supposed to do Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
And Eddie Murphy.
He disagreed, and that's why he took his ideas that were rejected and made that schlock that was Cobra.
Yeah.
Damn.
But you know what I would like to see? I would like to see a cross between Top Boy and Luther.
Totally.
But I would say I don't want to see it as him, arrested. I want to see them sort of working in the spirit, because Luther used to bend the rules a lot. you know.
I'm and the I, same I, way. Yeah, don't.
I like to see the, them do some, you know, him relying on, you know, the top boys to, you know, help him solve some sort of crime and whatnot. A sort of like a
rivalry. Like he gets with Kano and says, "I need you to snitch, you know, on Ashley." Right. This dude, he enabled a serial killer who he was doing drugs with. I can't ever find
something. Yeah, something like that. I like to see a cross between those two.
I'm
shows,
totally you with know. You because whenever anyone wants to do a crossover movie, they just do just something. They can never connect it. It's like when John McClane and the Die Hard movies would keep going state to state. It's like, no, it doesn't happen that way. It's like, just have them, like, two characters who you knew damn well are in the same country or city and have them duke it out, you know, and, you know, like, and yeah, it's hard. It's hard to explain it to them all because they just want to get too cute for their own good. But yeah, yeah, like Luther could be solving the case and it could be, yeah, it could be like Den of Thieves or like you say, just The Wire or Heat, where it's like, there's very, you know, there's various people being each other's puppets and they don't even realize it. And it's all interconnected. Right. And we, the audience, dig it because we're trying to outpredict the filmmakers who have set up this dense thing. And I'm with you though, on casting does make a difference. And I really hate it when someone suggests a movie and basically all you remember is the good acting, but the rest mm-hmm. is very bland. And mm-hmm. this in Power, if no one's seen Power, totally 100% recommend. That just shows you just how basically everyone has to live with being a hypocrite, whether they're a crooked attorney or, you know,
a
sense of pride. And I love how both this and that show and even Oz, like, just they took all these invaluable acting talents who've been around for a while and just gave them a breakout role. It just said, yeah, I trust
you. Yeah, Power, man. Power's 50 Cent has a bright mind. He's so smart.
Yeah, I know. And I, every once in a while I get everyone saying, oh, he can't act. I'm like, have you seen Power?
Have you seen Power? Zone? Like, what?
He's finally.
Oh, he can act. I'm letting he you can know totally right act. Now. He can act.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to have the right role. You have to have, some people just have to have the right role.
Oh, totally. And to draw parallels with Top Boy, I really do love how Kano and Ashley, they got their different set of skills. Not to be a taken, yeah, but like, I love how like Ashley is just like, hey, I know I'm part of a despicable profession. Sue me. I got nothing else to do. And I love how Kano is just like always freaking out. Like, oh, did you hear about this? You know, he's always pulling a Leroy Jenkins. He's like, those bloody bastards just stole my dope. They just stole I need five of your men. And Ashley's like, let's go and do it ourselves. We don't have to pay anyone. We don't have to account for anyone and restock soldiers and worry about turf wars. You know, let's just do it ourselves.
But you know what's sort of ironic about Sully? He mentioned that remember when Duchesne used those kids to set up that one kid to set up Jamie, and yeah. Sully was sort of upset about it, you know, because they had like a little falling out about that,
mm-hmm.
Because I guess he was having some sort of, you know, moral sort of standing about.
Yeah, it reminds him of his baby mama's kid. And,
yeah, then but you know what? I was watching the first, because I watched the first two seasons, like the old Summerhouse seasons, and then I watched the current seasons, and then I went back to watch because it had been so long between the old seasons and the new seasons. I went back to watch the old season, and Sully robbed that one little kid. What's his name? Raynell. He robbed him of his weed.
Yeah, that's just it.
And yep, he I did. Thought that sort
of, but Duchesne gave him the money anyway. But I thought that was sort of ironic that he, I guess he had a change of heart, you know, a few years later, because I guess that prison time sort of, you know,
oh, 1,000%,
soaked him up a little bit, you know,
kind of like how the other guy keeps getting picked on by Benedict Wong's, you know,
right,
market guy, and they kind of drop that subplot awkwardly, but I can understand why. As a writer, right, you kind of just want to move on. You don't have
right, to exactly
contribute to the world you built, so you're just like, let's just focus on the main draw. And no, I'm totally with you. Like both these, this duo, you know, totally mirrors Ghost and Tommy, and how they're sometimes at each other's
throat. Love hate relationship.
Love hate brothers till
one
the end.
Calm, one is calm, but a killer. Like Ghost is like, you know, Duchesne, but then Tommy's gonna do what Sully do. Like Sully, like literally when he did what he did at the last part, that was cold blooded.
Totally cold blooded.
That's like Tommy.
Yeah. Tommy will get the pussy and he will go the extra mile because he's just like, the only way to do it is you gotta basically for a day be a serial killer, basically. And
yeah.
He's a smooth criminal, and he's just like, hey, my girlfriend happens to be a DA. I win both eyes because, you know, I got an ungrateful bitch I'm married to. I'm only here just because I want to get my kids.
Trying to go legit. He's trying to go legit.
Trying to go legit. And
Tommy didn't want a part of that.
I'm sorry. I would probably do the same thing. I hate
and then, that's exact. And when you think about it, that's exactly what Sully said.
What are you thinking?
Didn't he say something about what else we going to do or something like that? You know, it's just like
last
episode, they're talking about it. They're like, he's saying he wants him to be his exit plan, basically saying that, like, but then, and when it all boils down to it, I believe it's that, and then I believe it has to do with him almost getting killed, when they try to kill him at the funeral, at the cemetery. And then it's like
they call it crematory over there.
even though it wasn't Jamie who actually did it, but Sully don't know that. That was his crew.
He represented that set.
To put all of his, again, all play his best poker face and then unleash hell.
Because
that's all he's
doing. Bro, you're so true. Like, literally, that just made me get the chills right now when you said that. Because
it's a very chilling show. Especially,
I thought he forgot about it. I know he was kind of, I know when he seen him trying to be sneaky, you know, when he tried to tell that one guy he was going to be the guy to come down there. Sully's not dumb. Jamie's young.
Yeah.
Jamie's not.
So just as a backflash for those who are still with us. So Ashley Walters, again, plays Duchesne, and Kano plays Sully. So, I'm with you guys. Like, it is just, it really does get very visual. And unlike most of these shows, it, you know, some of them will sometimes do the whole Scarface rise and fall from power. It's not like that. It's kind of more like Godfather where, again, the action comes in shades. And it's to progress the story or finish the season. And when it delivers, you're like, blam, blam, blam. Oh, fuck. That is brutal. But I'm totally with you. Like, Duchesne, he does want to be a dad, but he also just knows, hey, you know, I'm not going to. He is very much like Tony Soprano, where he's like, except he's more, way more friendly. He's like, hey, how you doing? You know, he does pull a Jamie Foxx once in a while. But, you know, unlike Tony, who, you know, he's unapologetic, but sometimes he just gets to be where it's like, I lost track of how many times he gets thrown out of his house because everyone's like, you're just a real dick. You know? And Christopher, you know, he was trigger happy and that was his downfall, but he was kind of a people person when he put the thug side of himself away, you know, because he had a beautiful girlfriend who unfortunately, you know, got caught up in her snitchery and, you know, and Sully's much like that, you know, he's every once in a while, he's panicking, but he's like, dude, if you could just give me a good, you know, slick car, just give me with a fake license plate, I'd tell it out of this bitch, out of this hellhole. And unfortunately, Duchesne does like to take advantage of him. And, you know, he catches on, but he also knows he has to go along with him. And then, like you say, again, the kid's death in season two, just really, he never stops. They don't show us him daydreaming about it, but he's like, that could have been me. I was there once. I was jumping fences. Avoiding both the cops and the gangsters who wanted me dead. So I gotta get out of here. And it just really hits it on better because I've seen other British shows, like, and some of them will take their sweet time, kind of try and emulate American shows and just not make good use of time. And I think both this and even like Line of Duty, I totally recommend that show too. Cause like Luther, it shows how the police are a broken system and you gotta dick around with union roles. And
it's what is that on?
It should be on Hulu and some of the other shows. Totally recommend.
Because from the UK?
Yes, it's from the UK. And much like that in MI5, it it's a slam bang, you know, Training Day, Serpico kind of show. It just does a damn good job of just showing you how the internal affairs guys, you know, it's so hard for them to take down corruption in their own unit when it's just a maze, you know, people ending up dead or not wanting to snitch. Or by the time you get to them, you know, again, they're like, they're just like the Trumps. They've already got like 10 other fall guys. And by the time you get to them, you're already exhausted. And you're like, maybe some other time.
Yeah.
You know? And but yeah, much like Top Boy, it just shows such great use of like just the various, you know, ghettos areas and people going home and just looking over their shoulder. It does that voyeuristic style. And I'm like, that is so much more effective than what other American and UK shows will do. And you're like, Jesus, you wasted a season talking about just one guy and I barely still know him. You know, I can skip that season and just go to season two. And it's like, all these seasons, you know, are so short. You will binge. I was able to get through this in 1 week. Just perfect for this.
What's that, the Top Boy? Or?
Yeah, Top Boy. But yeah, Line of Duty.
Yeah, I was too. Yeah, I was too.
Six to 10 episodes. Boom.
Yeah, I did the current season. Then I went back and did three. And then, as I mentioned, I went way back and watched Summer House one and two again. So, yeah, because I sort of watched them, you know, frontwards and backwards. You know?
So, and it's not bad. It's not bad. It is kind of like a record. Do you want to go to the greatest hits or do you want to go to the deep cuts? You know, the beast.
Right, exactly.
And
yeah, you know what? I would be interested in seeing a just like I saw Power, but I haven't seen any of the prequels or any of the ancillary ones.
Oh, you're gonna love.
I would like to see
every single one is good.
I would like to see Top Boy do like a prequel. You know, so we can
that
see
would
how
be
how
amazing.
How,
oh,
how
man.
Sully and Duchesne, you know, came about. You know, or if there was any Top Boys, you know, that they admired, you know, when they were
that
coming up.
That would be great. That would
in a relationship with their parents and their siblings. And,
oh, yeah.
Or they could come out with a prequel with Jamie and how he became a Zeti.
Yeah.
That could be something.
Yep.
Since everybody likes
so
Jamie
true.
So much, everybody.
Yeah, with Modi.
Let me ask you. So with Duchesne, Ashley's character. Doesn't he make like a few remarks like that he didn't have a father figure and he was always beating up like his mother's. So like, yeah, Sully and company, they got, you know, a mom who's in mental health. That's such a cool Dog Day Afternoon kind of moment where you're doing these robberies to help some disabled family member. And Duchesne, he kind of does has that aura very much like Keenan where I'm my own top dog. You know, my mom, you know, told me to be tough. So I did. I literally murdered all the bullies growing up. They just stopped coming to school one day. And I love how, if he kind of does have that aura about it. It's like, if my mom has a, you know, drunk boyfriend, I'm going to kick his ass. We'll end up overdosed or under a bridge. I am not going to take anyone's shit. So, but these are really cool social commentaries on how there are people who unfortunately become first-time felons just growing up just because they have no positivity around them. What do you do when you can't crash at your uncle's house until, you know, the flu blows over, you know,
right.
The tide runs out. It is like, if you got, you unfortunately, like even the Chicago shows, I think do a good job just showing how basically if no one's a hypocrite, then everyone's basically in the gray area. There's just going to be so much shit talking, so many people breaking rules. If they're not breaking the laws, then they're at least pulling a Star Trek and doing the whole.
Yeah, you don't see too many cop shows where there's like a person who's like, you know, upholding everything that they learn in the academy. It's you're right. It's like
and
a gray area.
And it wouldn't be realistic.
You know?
We all know.
I guess
cops are bastards.
I guess there's certain degrees of gray areas. Yeah, you're right. Exactly. I guess there's certain degrees of gray areas. You know,
who is just doing a simple okay? I'm giving you a traffic ticket, and I'm
upping it exactly.
Because I'm a dick.
Have you guys ever seen Southland?
Yes.
No.
That is Third Watch and Hill Street Blues.
Southland. I literally could talk about Southland.
I will have you on for that hours. Episode.
hours.
What is that show about? I never heard of it.
It's a cop show. It's oh my goodness! I'm rewatching it today. I'm starting.
Where's
today.
It based?
L.A.
And
L.A. Okay.
Yeah, TNT was going on a binge. They had The Closer, which was kind of a fun show. It'd be funny 1 minute, and then kind of like Bones, where okay. We got you an interrogation room. We got 20 minutes before your lawyer shows up, and we are going to solve this bitch of a case. you know, before we go home. And sometimes we'll do a two-parter because they'll escape or, you know, be out and about killing people. But yeah, Southland was very raw and dirty, had some great guest stars like Gerald McRaney, Lou Diamond Phillips. And,
yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's good.
Recurring roles are by, you know, Spider-Man No Way Home's Bokeem Woodbine, you know.
Okay.
Pony Boy from The Outsiders himself, C. Thomas Howell, was a bigoted cop on that. And Lucy Liu, I've never seen her play a secreted cop who...
She made the show.
She has to commit her own secret murders because she's like, this guy is going to keep, you know, raping these women and, like, instigating turf wars. I got to just put him out and I will cover it up and everyone will buy my story because... I'm so quiet. I don't seem like them. Like,
yeah, I'm a small little Asian lady that everybody thinks.
Ah, dude. Is, you know? You can just sense her frustration in the room when she's like at the hot dog stand and they're doing the ching chong, ching chong. And she's just like, whatever, latte, please. And it just makes you wonder is like, again, we've all been in toxic workplaces, unfortunately, where we can't just. The people who we report stuff to in HR are very mundane and just want us to all get along. And then we got, again, just other people who are very talented, but unfortunately just are real pricks. And we either got to quit or just, you know, find a way to get them fired through a different outlet since no one believes the other story, you know? And it's just, again, Regina King, you know, that got her on the
because
she's already been a reliable.
Hey, you're knowledgeable. You're knowledgeable. I'll give you that. You know everybody on the show.
Everybody knows Regina King. But yeah, it's like
that's my baby mama right there.
She's
so good at that stuff.
And she's a tough chick. And you know, I was already
It's really sad though, you know, her son committed suicide about a month ago. That's really sad. I know she had to be going through it
for a decade. If that happened, I'd be just like,
"Yeah, man,
what did I do wrong?
I couldn't survive. I would be. I got four kids. So if any of that happened, I would be. I don't know. I couldn't survive. I don't care.
I couldn't either. Yeah, I have a 20-year-old son. I literally
would turn crazy.
Yeah, I have a 20-year-old son. So that'd be rough for me too.
I got 18-year-old, a 15-year-old, 18-year-old son, 15-year-old daughter. 11-year-old son.
Holy shit, dude. Keep those kids safe, man.
Got it.
It's dark.
And then I live in California, too. So I live in a part of California, you know, where it's not good. You know, it's a lot of shootings and stuff.
But I keep Dallas, my kids out of every it. Every once in a while, I'll
out of it.
I'm in Dallas here, dude. And, you know, cops are often late to the scene and recently there was like a local concert and there was like a shooting there.
Wow.
With a bunch of people injured. I'm like, I'm so glad I didn't go to that. But it's like, what the fuck? This still happened during COVID and everything. What's going on here?
Wow,
and
man,
you know, I don't have any kids or anything, or a relationship, but if anything were to happen to any of my cousins, I really would be devastated. Cause those were my MVPs. Those were my icons growing up. Those were the other kids who, you know, they weren't my brothers or sisters, but in a way I was a little closer to them. Like they were my brothers. They were my sisters. And I'm like, if anything happens to you, God damn, you know, I'm tearing up just thinking about it. Cause like,
I've lost heroes. Four cousins and a grandma and a grandfather and two friends. One that was a friend and one was a best friend. So
I've been through it. Exactly. And
I've been through it.
And it's great when you got cousins who can do stuff that you want to applaud them even more because they can do stuff that, you know, you can't do. Like, I got one who's just a smart scientist, another guy who's a paramedic. I look up to them because for all their faults, they really are just selfless people. They should have all the accolades instead of, you know, unknowns. But, oh, God.
I gotta ask you guys a question.
That's fucking deep.
I gotta ask you guys a question. What do you think is going to happen between us concerning, you know, when Duchesne made this comment about?
Okay, so top boy.
Yes. Well, when Duchesne made that comment about Jamie being their retirement plan.
Oh, and, Oh, man.
And Sully said, well, you know, I disagree. Something along the lines, I disagree. And he went ahead and popped him. What do you think is going to relate? How is their relationship going to be
season
in the next season?
Five.
What do you guys going to think? let's sort of speculate.
I think so, season five, I think I literally think it's going to be bad between them.
They
basically said it's the last season. So I think it's going to be like, it's just going to be them against each other.
I can't wait at all because I just know it's going to be great. And
yeah, because Duchesne personally recruited Jamie, you know?
And that was
when he set him up.
Yeah, because, yeah, Jamie was basically getting his eyes high on the supplies. He's, you know, being a weapons and drug courier for Lizzie, and he wants to fuck that MILF like no tomorrow, and then they have an affair, and then they can't. She gets all tied up, so basically she works for him, and he's like her pimp or bodyguard, basically, at that point.
Right.
But season four was a lot more to unpack. I really got to hand it to him, because at first I thought, okay, when Jim and those other dickheads enter the picture, they're taking over the show. I'm not sure. And it's like, it kept surprising me. I love how Lisa's, you know, kept becoming a deeper mother and giving, Duchesne, like, a one-up, saying, okay, I'm giving you one last chance. Otherwise, you're not going to be in your kid's life anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love how instead of going to the club, he just basically wanted to go home and sulk, just look and breathe the fresh air. But this was so much more to unpack because Jermaine's up to it high-handed. Great performance by Ashley Walters. If you haven't seen him, he was on 24 Legacy, and he was on the horror mystery show Them.
Was this Jermaine character?
Jermaine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one of the supporting drug dealers. He's got like.
Oh, you mean Sully's cousin?
Yeah. Good actor. He was on 24 and Them, and which I totally recommend because Them was very much like Lovecraft Country, where it's just 1950s mixture.
You made 24 with what's that actor's name? Sutherland, Kiefer Sutherland?
The very final season. Legacy, where they had Dre himself from Straight Outta Compton, Corey Hawkins as the new agent. He was his.
Okay.
That was the first thing I saw him in, and I was like, you bastard, because much like Idris Elba, you know, he's just very smooth one minute and charismatic the next and just unpredictable, and you're like, but he's British, but he hides the accent well. And he was cool because, you know, Corey Hawkins, you know, main character, he's like a former, much like Jack Bauer, Kiefer's character, he's like his former SEAL guy infiltrating a web of maze and lies. And he played his older thug brother, Isaac, who unfortunately unexpectedly has to come to his aid and fight a lot of terrorists using his gangster contacts. It was so cool how it, for a minute, it kind of became like The Wire. It had a crime subplot mixed in with all the feds and policing. I think with all they've set up, season four kind of went back to being a slow burn, but it was the best kind where we open up and there's all these crooked London, you know, like cops who are smuggling in drugs and on the rival gangsters' payroll. And then they introduced all, like, were they Russian or German? But they introduced all these other guys, you know.
Are you talking about
on Top Boy? Remember they introduced all those other guys, like, who were like Russian or European?
Oh, they were. I thought they were. You talking about the one cop who Sully killed?
I think so. Because like Joe is like the top guy.
They were hijacking their drugs, right, or something.
Yeah. And
oh, okay.
We think Joe's the main, you know, big bad privileged white guy, and then he like exits the picture, and these guys come in, and we're like, whoa.
Yeah. You know what? In the very first episode of, and hopefully you guys can clear this up for me, in the very first episode of the current season, Emilio, you know, it opened up with Emilio, you know, shooting this guy in the head and dumping their body in the ocean.
So unpredictable.
Well, who was that guy? What was the significance of that?
He didn't matter. He was going to be a casualty.
I guess they were showing. They were showing how tough.
They're showing how crazy he
was.
Okay.
The guy you think is going to be the big bad dies in the first two episodes. You know?
but then again, they sort of, you know, with all what he's going through with his wife, you know, he showed a little softer side of him, you know, because his wife is, you know, about to die from and he wants to get out of the game. Remember, he keeps saying,
No, bro. That's what happened. That's what made the guy get killed, because they killed that guy on the first episode. That guy that they killed on the first episode, they weren't supposed to kill. So that's why
the guy that's what dumped in the water,
because it looks like he's not. They got the wrong guy who they just iced, and then at the same time. Yes. He has stuff to lose, and he just lost it right then and there. And we're like, "Uh-oh, we're gonna have a very
grumpy
widow." And I gotta just say, much like Snoop on The Wire, I love how Jasmine Jobson as Jack is just same kind of deal. Is female, you know, thug gangster, very young but very experienced, and
right.
She's just an absolute badass. I'm just like
Jack. Yeah, yep. Yeah. I'm going to go off the limb and make a prediction. I think that you know, because of because Jamie's oldest brother, what's the name, the one right below him, the studious guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen Stranger Things happen, and you know, it may or may not come to fruition.
Or Jack is probably going to instigate a.
I think he's gonna be a top boy. I think he's gonna try to take Stu Chain out, because you know, everybody sees him, depicts him as this, you know, this studious guy, this straight laced guy, and you know, with the death of his brother, especially right in front of him, I think something's gonna change between him and the younger brother.
I think it's gonna be one of the brothers, but I think it's gonna be the youngest brother is going to be the one who's going
to... Because he's closest to the streets.
He's closest to Jamie. And then if you look at the last couple episodes, the way they started having him go...
Yeah, he's more streetwise, you know,
He was starting to go towards the side that Jamie was trying so hard not to...
Right.
Right,
and then
right.
He gets killed right in front of him. I think he's going to be the one to, like, just you know, he's going to be the one...
I think the writers expect us to think that he may, you know, be the one who avenged. But I think it's going to be the other brother, though, because nobody expects him, you know, and everybody's going to be surprised.
I could see him.
I could be wrong.
I feel you. I love it, man. Because
much they might even be like, you know, Saeed or Omar Little, spoiler on, you know, Oz or The Wire, where the most unlikely candidate to take them out does just that. It's just like a street kid who's been hired by the opposition.
Especially Saeed. Man.
And then that whole season, you're just like, oh, you chicken shit. You shot them in the back.
I stopped. You know, I think I watched the last episode when, like I said, when Idris Elba's character, what's his name? Springer Dave? What's his name?
Springer Bell.
Stringer Bell, when he was killed off, I stopped watching it, because I only watched it because of him. But I watched the very last episode. I think I missed like two seasons, and I watched the very last episode because I wanted to see how everything wrapped up. You know, because they disbanded that one unit, that one special unit that was investigating street crime.
Detective, but a piece of shit.
and then a lot of those guys that, you know, a lot of the younger guys took. You know, in order to keep the gang going, they cop pleas and stuff. You know, they didn't want to, you know, rat everybody out or snitch on everybody. And then Omar came back, and
he's the Robin Hood of the hood. And,
yeah, yep. I love this character, man. I love this character.
He was great. If you guys,
that's what they need. That's what Top Boy. They need an Omar. They need an Omar.
They do need an Omar. They need someone who is just like, you know, whatever his agenda, he's just a very interesting kind of like.
Yeah.
And if you guys ever saw The Shield, I mean, they could probably do something like that too, where they got all these other, again, just deception. And it takes you a while to realize, like, Jesus, the serial killer or the guy who's murdering the rest of our crew is just one of us. And the answer's been staring us.
And, I have a question. It's cool. I ask a quick question.
Yeah.
So do you like just do like, do you do like other shows? Like, do you do like premiere shows? Like do a watch party, or do you just do podcasts?
You know, I haven't figured out watch parties yet, but there's a season we can binge. I'm totally down to talk about a giant crime show or action or horror mystery, you know, or comedy even.
Because I wanted to, I think I want to try to do something for the Mayans tomorrow.
Oh, nice. I still have to get through that, but I'll do my damnedest. I will definitely try to finish.
New season starts tomorrow, and it's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. I've been waiting because Sons is like top three TV show for me ever. So.
And you know that's wild. It took me a while to realize that's in the same universe as The Shield.
Yeah.
Because they use some of the same gangs, the 49ers.
It is. It's crazy. And that show is just so it's good. It's good. There's so many shows back in the day that's so good. It's like I just hope newer shows nowadays just kind of take some of the stuff from back in the day and like put it in these shows because
that's what they do. Yeah, that's what they do. What's that old saying? There's nothing new under the sun. They do a lot of that.
And we've had fun going through a lot of the older shows that you can either watch on third party sites or on Hulu. We did one that was on The Practice. We did one on New York Undercover. And obviously with all the Law and Orders, we'll definitely do one of the new ones. Yeah.
I'm every the two shows I'm rewatching right now is Breakout Kings and then I'm
nice. Oh yes. Man. Yes. I would love to see another
Breakout Kings. This man, please. Breakout Kings. But my favorite show of all time, I'm rewatching it right now, is Burn Notice.
Yes, man. We had a fun visit of that on how this it just was a fun escapade.
Yeah, I swear, it's like there will never be a show like that. Like literally,
and the most unlikely is the people I've seen watch it. Like I've seen people who aren't really into gangster or spy shows watch that show. They love it.
Yeah.
It's a dad show. It's a guy show.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's strangely perfect. Enough, it's kind of like Chuck. It's
crazy. Out of all the shows we're talking about, like Top Boy, you know, Oz, The Wire, like all these shows, like my favorite show is Burn Notice. So if you haven't watched it, man, that's the two shows I recommend you to watch for me will be Southland and Burn Notice, man.
Burn Notice. Where's Burn Notice based?
It's like it's Miami. Basically
Miami.
It's basically Miami, and it's basically a guy. He was a spy, and they burn him basically.
And he's so funny. Like they do.
They like take his money. They ban him from everything. He worked for the CIA, so he's like a ghost now, and he's trying to figure out why.
All the guest stars. Not just that,
but every shows there's a job he does. It's basically like you know every certain shows or every show there's something like it's one of them type shows. Like every show he does a job.
But yeah, his
the job not about the main story. There's some jobs that kind of part, like you know, like weave into it. But it's basically every episode has two stories to it, and it's like so perfectly woven in to where it's like it's never boring. Literally,
guest stars are really fun. Show,
you could put it on and watch it all day and won't be bored. Like literally.
The guest stars are all fun because it's like, oh, that guy from that one sitcom or that other crime show in a campy role. And I love how Weston's ex-boss, it takes everyone to realize this, and only certain people get this joke when I make it. I'm like, you realize his ex-boss, who's kind of still wants to help him, but unfortunately we'll have to bring him in, is Professor Slater from Community. Dr. Cox from freaking Scrubs is like a recurring bad guy throughout the whole run.
It's good, man. It's like I believe those years are like the prime years of shows. Like when I was younger, when I was like, you know, between 12 and 18, 19, 20 was like the best years of TV.
That was USA Network for me, dude. I'd watch Something Gentle with my folks like Monk, and then something just everyone busted a nut just guffawing at like Psych, and then I'd come home from school and watch a recording of, you know, Burn Notice from a few nights before.
It's
have fun.
Man, it's just like it's good. It's prime. It's like they'll never. It's like one of them shows where like, please don't. I mean, I want them to remake it, or bring another season or make a movie. But it's like if you're gonna make it bad, don't do it. Don't touch it.
Jeffrey Donovan updated Twitter saying he and Bruce Campbell kept pitching. You know, from Evil Dead fame, just kept pitching the idea for the movie, and they're like, Fox is interested, even though it made a ton of money and ratings and DVDs.
Man, literally, if they came on a burn, I promise you, if they came on a burn on the screen, you know, it's money that movie would sell. It's so many, it's like a cult following, basically.
Even the Sam Axe TV movie was so funny. So,
yes.
That is on my completion list. I want the 24 Jack Bauer movie to come out. I want that extra season of Prison Break they keep hinting at to come out. And yes, I would like a Burn Notice wrap up reunion movie. That would just be fun. I would really
yeah.
And wow, Top good, Boy, if Top Boy wants to go to the movies, let's do it. Let's have.
Well, you know, they're supposed to be making a movie out of a Luther. So
I've heard that.
I've never seen Luther. I've never.
Oh man! You got to see that. Yeah.
I've never seen Luther.
Let's hit each other back and do a Luther special.
Never seen Luther.
Luther is good, man. Luther's really good. It's sort of dark. It's a little bit more dark than
See, and look, I started watching it back in the day, like 2014 or 2005. I don't know. Back
it was
there.
On again, exactly off again.
But yeah. No, I started watching it, and then I kind of didn't get it, but I think I was younger then. It's some show that's crazy. Back in the day, I didn't watch, but like now I try, and they're like real good. I like them though. Yeah. I'm gonna have to check it out.
It's such a shame because like the stuff that we come to appreciate just comes out at the worst time. And yeah, with that one, it was a matter of just I definitely will have you guys back. We'll do a Luther part.
Well,
of it.
You know, they had it because Idris is such a big star. They had to film it around his schedule. You know.
Yeah, he got basically booked for 5 years, and you're like,
yeah,
we need you to come back and do, you know, just do 4 episodes. Come on.
Yeah, man. When they like when they have like certain shows, I'm starting to notice, like if the show's such a big hit and the person is such a big star, the shows start to spread out. There was a big thing because you know how like it was big like when that show Euphoria was out. I seen everybody like watching it. I've never seen it. But it was like super big. And Zendaya, she's a good actress, like straight up. Like I've seen her in Malcolm and Marie, in the Spider-Man movie. She's a good actress. And now they're saying that I've seen that it's going to be 3 years till they make the next season because she has so much stuff to do. Yeah, it's between 2 and 3 years for the next season because she has so much stuff to do that she can't do it. But they're not going to stop the show. Now just imagine how big it was. It was like literally I've never seen a show be so big on all the social medias when it was out. Like every day the show would come out, my timeline on everything.
And we've come a long way since, you know, Stranger Things, Walking Dead, or Game of Thrones, where you can tell what everyone's watching because they post their spoilers on their wall the next day. So it's pretty much down to that. It's like, just don't go on social media that week.
Yeah, I don't be going on social media like literally I work, so I'm not going to get to see the Mayans. So I just like, I'm going to like watch it when I get home. And it's
I
like,
watch
I'm
the FBI shows and someone spoiled someone's death. And I'm like, God damn it. It happened again.
Or like when you like scrolling down and you kind of see like if they're talking about it, you kind of scroll up fast and you still see it with your eyes.
Basically, here's the thing. Like I knew the actor was leaving and who was replacing them. So they had that built up hype. I was like, I'm cool with the replacement. I'm cool with that. I've come to like them. I'm sure they'll end it pretty well. But then it really got to me because basically the person had changed their Twitter name for that week. I'm like, no.
Damn.
Taking it. Yeah. The actor's name.
The media ain't no joke.
I'm like, damn it. Now I guess at least I wait to binge watch these shows so I can do 3 of them back to back and have the story progress even better.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, this has been a joy. So where would you guys, before I let you go, where would you guys rank this show in terms of just gangster shows? Like, is it The Godfather of crime TV, or is it neck to neck with Power or The Wire, or is it even better than either of those?
I think it's making some progress. You know, I was, you know, on the Facebook page we got, there was this one lady from UK who was, you know, I guess she was upset that people were comparing, you know, Power with Top Boy, and she was saying something about, oh, Top,
I
you
saw
know,
that.
You
I
did? Like,
it's
she
okay
was saying something about, yeah, that, you know, that
to
Power is just so, it's all about money and glamorous, and, you know, they're saying something about how the, you know, it doesn't go in depth about the relationships like, you know, Top Boy does. And, you know, then, and she was saying that the, for the most part, you know, Top Boy, I guess they're, you know, street level criminals as opposed to,
forwarded through that.
Yeah. Yeah. These, you know, she made it seem like, Ghost was a CEO of a Fortune 500 company compared to
she didn't even watch it.
Right, exactly. Compared to
he owns a nightclub. Duchesne.
So
and
yeah,
the guy
so.
Trying to take it from him is a Forbes.
me, I probably put it in my. It's probably right now. Wait till the new season, but right now it's number three in my top five.
Okay, badass.
I'm top five. Yeah. I got Snowfall number one, and Power number two. So.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't have anything. I mean, the Wire. I didn't finish watching the Wire. I mean, I really like the Wire because it's a real gritty show, and it sort of depicts reality between, because it not only talked about the street level drug dealers, but talked about corruption within the police force. You know, and
yeah,
you know,
they're all taking the drug money.
Yeah, exactly. And it wasn't glamorized. It wasn't glamorized at all. So
I think like The Wire and like Oz, I think those are like, and Sopranos and stuff, those are like to their own. Like, I really believe we can't even put like Top Boy and even shows like Power and Snowfall even in those categories, because I just believe those shows are just so, it's just, they're perfect, you know?
Okay, Top Boy, fair enough.
I'm just up there, but it just, you know, there's some stuff where it's just like, I feel like the one thing in this season where I feel like they shouldn't have did was the thing with Lauren and that dude. It's just like, I feel like that could have been put to something else, you know? Like,
yeah,
could have been more about them.
Well, I guess they did that because you know how Lauren was making these really bad decisions. I guess they made that seem as though that was like the ultimate bad decision for her, you know? Getting that type of abusive relationship, because that was abusive, you know, no matter how you slice it, that was an abusive relationship. Yeah. So I guess it was like
the mess up front.
Right, exactly. So yeah, but you know, one of the things that I would like to see them sort of, I mean, did we know? I know you guys got to go in a minute, but did we know how Sully actually went to prison?
Yeah, at the end of Summer House, he got caught.
Yeah, remember?
But did they show him getting caught? I don't recall them.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's kind of brief. Like he's in the area and you hear some cop cars, but you don't actually see him get tossed.
Yeah.
I saw that. You know, I recall at the end of Summer House, all I recall is that one guy getting dumped up by the Albanians. Getting, you know, he was.
Yeah. He's coming here to meet him, and next thing you know, his contact is like, "Go, go, go!"
Yeah. He's warning him, and he. He dumps
falls
him off
head first onto a car, and you're like, "Oh fuck!"
Yeah, yep. Because I remember him saying, I remember Sully saying, because like when they got all the drugs from and the money from the Albanians, they were burning their clothes, and he said to, and it's something. This is something they didn't pick up on the newer seasons, but he said to Duchesne, he said, "You know what?" He said something along the lines that I can never forget what happened to Mike. Because remember when when Wesley's brother shot Jermaine's brother shot Mike in the head.
Yeah, and Jermaine's got to clean up his mess, and he's like, "You did what? Oh,
right,
no, I got to watch the nightclub. No." This
right.
is like
you know what?
So
before
this
we go,
is really Grand Theft Auto London.
Before we go, what was you know? And I do you guys remember why was there a hit out on Jermaine? Because I didn't. That was sort of muddled to me. It was sort of a little muddy.
Jermaine?
Yeah, why was there a hit out on him? Remember when Sully's cousin?
Because it started because Sully was going to rob him.
That's right. Okay, yeah.
Sully was going
to
rob him.
I binged it, and that was a lot to take in. But I, even if you're not following his subplot all that closely, you know that he's got game, and he's kind of, again, he's the cool kid who all of them are just instantly spite because they see how he dresses, how he behaves, like he's gonna steal my girlfriend, he's gonna steal my turf. I just know it just reads in his character. So I love how it does reflect on the whole cat and mouse of they're always predicting each other's move, and we're the voyeurs, and we're always trying to see what do you think they're gonna do next. What do you think, you know? Yeah. It's kind of like on Yellowstone
what happened to Jermaine, because I know at the end of
I thought he took off.
Yeah, because they killed Modi, right? And he was Modi's right hand man, and when they killed Modi, he seemed to disappear from the series.
That's a good prediction. So you're predicting who might shoot one another in the chest. I would not be surprised if he he brings in his cavalry, and he just flat out says, "Hey, Deshane, should suck my dick."
Because he was tight. He was tight.
Just caps him in the face. I could totally see him do that. I could totally see him just saying, "You know, Sully, you work for me now. Your boss was a dickhead, and I hated him the minute he, you know, walked in the room, and he hated me, and nothing personal, but got to move on.
Right.
I get some changes this year. This is my New Year's resolution. Blam."
Yeah, because they broke Modi out of prison, didn't
they? You know, and I like how it details the prison. Like, the prison is basically, the only time we see it is basically it's Sully's transition.
Right, right, exactly.
He's got to get his shit together, and we never see it again, because right, that's exactly. A reminder. And let's be honest, that would have been static. This isn't like Trailer Park Boys, where that's a recurring gag. You know, this is like, okay, he's gonna do everything he can to never go there. If he does,
right, exactly.
He goes back there, he's gonna practically die. He's gonna
exactly, yeah, yep, yep.
Or beaten up by one of those guards. You know, something bad's gonna happen, and it cannot happen. He's got to keep his nose clean. That's why he does even more running around and making sure he's not seen.
Yep.
Only at the coffee shop. Saying, "Woe is me."
This is a really good series. I really enjoy it. You know, I'm looking forward to the next series.
I want to know who is the main audience who's watching it, because it seems like a lot more people who I see online have seen it, and then when I ask people in person who have seen it, for whatever reason, I see people who've heard of it. But it seems like they've just heard about it just because of the Netflix crowd and Drake. You
know, oh, okay.
Talking about, hey, I resurrected it. So I'm hoping that, like any good cult hit, you know, obviously it's got good critical and user reviews, but I'm just saying, hopefully it's just the gift that keeps on giving. It's just being rediscovered on streaming.
Yeah, we like to see some ancillary characters develop, get their own shows, the prequels, and, you know, so. That's going to be interesting. See if they do that, you know.
That will be interesting, but I'm with you. I can totally – I think season 5 is going to be epic, because, like, there's plenty of other shows that are kind of doing that now, like that Bruce Lee-inspired show, Warrior. That was really? A perfect example of how it was a hit on cable. They canceled it. Then they resurrected it for HBO Max because of how it made – it was a breakthrough. Like, you asked a – typical martial arts fan, that was their most watched show that day, because it had something for everybody, action, betrayal, and everything. And it's just so funny how, I mean, you mentioned Euphoria, so that brought in a bunch of college students and people who were fans of the production company, A24. So it can be done. It can totally be done. And I mean,
there's certain shows that are dead for the company, like you said, how.
Yeah.
One, just like, have you heard of Designated Survivor?
Yeah. You know, like
ABC.
Love it.
Netflix picked it up.
Yeah.
You know, or Cobra Kai was on YouTube, and then Netflix picked it up.
Exactly. You know? And so The Expanse, like, that was a big hit on Sci-Fi Channel. And that same time the third season premieres, they kill it. Amazon picks it up for 3 more years. I'm like, and I waited a while on that one because I got into it near the end of college. And again, I'm like, I gotta focus on my studies. This is gonna take up so much of my time. It's too good. I see the writing on the wall. It is so unlike any other deep sci-fi show. This is like the new Battlestar Galactica good. It's so epic. You just know that this world that's created is gonna be very original, instead of being a knockoff of Fifth Element or Star Trek. And I'm so glad I waited a while to binge it, because again, like Luther, he's just on again, off again, you know, a bit of waiting time. So with Top Boy, it's making great use of its time in the pandemic. That is for sure. Just like to keep building up the hype. And fortunately, you know, Netflix allows every show like 2 to 3 years for the most part. So I have no doubt that they'll go out with a bang. And then I wouldn't be surprised if they do a reunion movie for Netflix, or if the creators just buy the rights back and develop it at another, you know, big company.
One thing Netflix I think should do is listen to the people more, because there are certain shows that people beg for it to come back, and just because it's some part of the society looks at the show bad, they won't bring it back.
And they're, you know, they kill their net worth if,
yeah,
if they like start becoming if, like Fox,
there's a show NBC. Called there's a show called Messiah that was so good, and they should have brought it back, but it's just, I believe, like, networks should not pander to what anybody feels just because I feel one way or just because this person feels one way about anything.
Oh, yeah.
Politics, the way anything, the way life, the way you feel. They should still put the movies out because everybody's different. And if this show's a big hit and you have millions of viewers and you have millions of people begging you to bring the show back, bring it back, Netflix. You got the money.
Yeah.
You're going to make money. And, so I don't get it.
And you kill your value if you just keep just taking all these movies and shows and not doing anything with them and just throwing them away. Yeah. And
yeah,
I mean, you mentioned Designated. I mean, it's like, I was satisfied with all 3 years. I'm like, that still had 4 more years in it.
Yes.
Tops.
It sure did.
It was getting me talking about stuff I don't want to talk about typically. Immigration, trust, government, questioning other government entities.
Good.
I even would jokingly call it the FBI agent Nikita and President Jack Bauer show. yeah. So, I mean, and Messiah is a good example of, is like, I wasn't crazy about it, but you know, I was surprised it didn't go 2-3 more years. Cause like,
hey, there was one show I was surprised that went a lot of seasons, and I like literally thought because of what type of show it was, and kind of like how Messiah is, was Homeland, because Homeland was, I don't know if you guys seen that, but
I've seen it all. Yeah.
It's purely like literally what the world does in the Middle East. Purely. Mm-hmm. I know exactly, like pure like that show is, and it went on for so many seasons, and I'm shocked like that it went on that many seasons. I'm shocked that they didn't stop it.
That and Ray Donovan, it's like they had a giant audience, but like you say, I didn't see too many ads. So I was glad that I waited to the very end to get into it. Cause it's just like, and yeah, I asked the average person on both shows, on Donovan and on rare occasions, even Power. And but yeah, especially with Homeland, they're like, yeah, I lost track of it after seasons 3 or 4. I'm like, for real? Oh, I can't.
Man. You better keep watching that.
All right.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about the best fight scenes on that crazy show, I will do it.
And the way she was is just like, Carrie was so like
bipolar.
It was literally like what a woman could literally be if they literally wanted to get whatever they wanted.
Yes.
Like literally. And she wasn't even that like, and like when you look at her, like for me, like if I looked at her on the street, like she wasn't, you know, she pretty, but she not like, oh my God, like a girl could, certain girls could just walk in a room. But the way she was on that show, it was like she could take anything from any man, literally. She just was so, she was so smart. She knew how to use what she had. And she just was, she had to be a killer when she had to be.
Oh, totally.
Like killer, and, like literal killer.
And such like, a tragic no outline, like, no one believes in her claims. She knows inside and out. Her bosses are total sexist douchebags. And but we're so used to seeing fathers are a sorry lot. How many of our heroes just can't be there for their kids? She never had a chance in hell to raise her kids. She just
never.
And so again, her over-controlling, judgmental, crappy sister has a razor. It's like, God, that is a total fucking.
It will, and man, I'm not gonna say what happened in the last episode, but I know you know, because I don't want everybody, I'm running for everybody. But that last episode, literally, her and Saul, that's literally, it's forever.
Yeah, we saw Saul on Better Call Saul was tricky. Oh, this Saul, ooh,
yeah,
no blame. Yeah. Yeah. He's a bastard. Yeah. He basically has to suck every country's cock and just say, let's get along. I'm like, you sell out. You're doing everything that in the first 2 seasons you were against. You were like, I will never, you know.
Oh, yeah. At the end, he turned quick.
He turns. He basically is like, well, I have nothing to
rewatch that. I really need to rewatch.
It's so good.
I might have to pause Breakout Kings.
And I even had to introduce some of my Prison Break fanboy pals. I'm like, you do know that's in the same universe. They're like, really? I'm like, what's the connection? I'm like, well, aside from the same writers and producers, T-Bag shows up in one episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all fortunately on Hulu. So if anyone's, just so you know, Hulu, just because Disney bought Fox doesn't mean all the classics.
Hey, and everybody who don't got Tubi said they got so many good movies, old movies on there.
They Tubi got so many web series even that got thrown away years ago, and I'm like, I remember that.
They have all kind of TV shows, like, what? All these shows are on here?
Yeah.
And it's free?
No one does DVDs unless anymore as much at
Gap. Yeah, because most of the movies on Tubi is on DVD. You can't really get them, like, online. Unless
they never got a physical release, and or if they did, they only did season one because of low sales. So you're like, yep, this is the way to go.
Got movies like I just watched Money Talks with my son last night, and he's laughing. Really? My 11-year-old, he's like, "Dad, this is the funniest movie I've ever seen in my life." I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Oh, let me put you on tonight. Let's just get on our Shirley Mall, the rush hour.
It was cool how
Fridays, all that.
Yeah, Prime and some of the other ones are just really good at just like introducing us to some of the cult movies that are underseen. And I mean, you brought up all these other great shows, more or less. I mean, I think this was just a cool recap of this is the underground show. This is the one that is just this is like the World War trenches. This is jetlining. It's just coming in and it leaves a mark. And also shout out to all the indie music artists. Thanks to subtitles on, I was able to check out some unknown, you know, rap artists I've never heard of. I'm like, I love it. And it's like all these.
Yeah, loving that. Siri, find this song right here. What song?
Yeah, TuneFind is a great site. I use that just about every other day. I'm like, what song played in that awesome show?
There was this one song that played, just like it was for an old blues artist from like the 70s. I was like, wow, you know, how do they incorporate that, you know? So it's like a contemporary show, and they're playing old school music. I'm like, man, that's cool.
Right? It didn't happen overnight.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They did that in Luther too. I mean, his soundtrack. A lot of artists are pretty obscure, you know, and you like one is like, wow, this is a contemporary show, but yet they're using, you know, I guess it's a playing homage to some of the older musical artists, you know, so, you know, from the UK and from the US. So
right, whatever's in their power, whatever's in their control, and it serves the story.
Oh yeah. So one thing though, I don't think this is like, you know, I hope this doesn't come across as me as some sort of arrogant, you know, a guy from the States, you know, in terms of hip hop, but it's hard for me to get into UK hip hop, you know, I mean, cause some of the artists, cause like Kano and Ashley Walters, they're both hip hop artists. And,
I didn't know that about Ashley.
Yeah.
So yep.
Drizzy's a hip hop artist. And
was he like J-Lo, where he was an actor before he became a music artist and the music just took off bigger, and but vice versa in this case?
What was that? I'm sorry.
So like, did he do music first or did he?
Yeah. Ashley, he was a part of this hip hop clique called Soul Something, you know, and I could name him, but if you Google him, you know, Google him on the rap, you know, it'll come up all of his previous affiliations. I think he's done some solo. I think he's done some stuff with a group. And so, yeah. So it's almost like he, you know, something like a Ludacris or something like that, or, you know, somebody who got started in the hip hop and
big. And then after a while, he just kind of stopped doing rap.
Yeah, exactly. Said, yeah.
I'm going to act in one giant franchise and that's all I'm doing.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Now, so I found out about every other UK actor seems to have done that. Like they, I found out there's this UK British.
Little Sims. What's her name? The one.
Little Sims did it. Yeah. Soldiers, this popular long time UK show that basically showed people who basically enter the special forces. It was a cool drama. You can find it all on Tubi, but apparently two of the leads on that were in an infamous UK boy band, I found out. And they came up on a show I was doing for someone else. And they're like, yeah, over here, they were a fucking joke. And the U.S. didn't even barely got him. And the same kind of deal with Luke Goss. He's this British bad guy you might remember from Blade 2 and Hellboy 2. And
okay,
there's all these Taken, Man on Fire type, you know, one-man army movies now for limited release or direct-to-video. And I was like, but same kind of deal. He started out in a UK boy band, and that was his claim to fame. I'm like, for real? And I had to do the same thing with Atari, Naughton on Power. I'm like, I knew about, you know, all these other girl bands. I was not familiar with her.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it's so funny when I started out. I was like, was she part of Salt and Pepper? No. Was she part of Destiny's Child? No. Get out of here. What was she part of?
I know she was in that reboot of Fame. She was in that movie.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, God. That would be great. Oh, man. So this has been awesome doing this with you guys.
Yes, sir.
Likewise. Yeah, let us know if you're going to do it again, you know. So.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, let me know whenever. I'm ready.
I'll give you some cool topics. We can even do, like, the best fight scenes on some of these awesome badass shows.
Damn.
We'll return after these messages.
Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsey, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even the Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out the Who Would Win show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.
We let things pile up in the DVR, we add them to our queues, we wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Cool thing about Blind Knowledge is we are in multiple countries. We are worldwide, all across the globe. We are in the U.S. We are in the U.K. We are in Canada, Germany, India, Japan. We're in Australia, y'all. BlindKnowledge.com. Now back to the feature presentation.
Dragon Ball Z, One Piece, Naruto, all things that we love, all manga that were originally published in the legendary magazine Weekly Shonen Jump.
But not every series can run for 300 chapters and have a hit anime. This is David.
This is Jordan.
We're the hosts of Shonen Flop. Each episode we look at manga that ran in Jump that didn't quite make it.
We discuss what it did wrong, what it did right, how the series could have turned itself around, and ultimately, was it a flop or not?
Run all your favorite podcast apps, and you can find us at shonenflop.com.
Keep on flopping, floppers.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening.
It's a Jacked Up Review Show.